SRN News. I'm John Scott. Lawmakers return to Washington this week, and Republicans are gearing up to pass the president's Big Beautiful Bill, which includes sweeping tax cuts and a rollback of social services like Medicaid. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
A handful of Senate Republicans have expressed concerns about the bill's proposed cuts. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul threw cold water on the plan. He argued the proposal's spending cuts and tax breaks in the massive bill will only balloon the federal deficit. On Truth Social, President Donald Trump went after Paul, arguing that if he joins Democrats to block the bill, the great people of Kentucky will never forgive him. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune pledged to get to work. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In Colorado, federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal cases against Mohammed Soliman for the Boulder attack, charging him with a hate crime and attempted murder, respectively. He faces additional state charges, and more charges are possible in federal court, where the Justice Department will seek a grand jury indictment. Soliman is being held on a $10 million cash-only bond. A Russian attack has targeted the Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing at least three people, leaving many injured.
On his Telegram page, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky denounced the assault, saying it underscores Moscow has no intention of halting the three-year war. Zelensky adds one of the rockets pierced through a wall of an apartment and didn't explode. That's all you need to know about Russia's desire to end this war, he wrote.
That's correspondent Charles de Ledesma. U.S. job openings rose unexpectedly in April, the Labor Department reporting that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April, up from 7.2 million in March. Economists had expected openings to drift down to 7.1 million. This is SRN News. Leading evangelicals condemn the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Pastor Jensen Franklin is a member of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and he is urging all Christians to be in prayer, adding, quote, "Every time those filled with hate unleash an anti-Semitic attack, please join me in blessing the Jewish people even further. We must counter this wickedness with goodness." Pastor Samuel Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference says, quote, "We will not stay silent while the innocent suffer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason. The lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new medical guidance for travelers.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says all international travelers should get measles shots. Previously, the CDC emphasized the importance of vaccination for travelers going to countries with measles outbreaks. The new recommendation is to get the shot no matter where they're going. One expert points out an outbreak in Colorado last month stemmed from an international flight that landed in Denver. The travel notice advises two doses for all Americans ages 1 and older. An early dose is advised for traveling infants ages 6 months to 11 months. I'm Ed Donahue.
University boards appointed by the Texas governor soon could have new powers to control the curriculum required of students and eliminate degree programs. The legislation sent to Governor Greg Abbott marks the latest effort among Republican-led states to reshape higher education institutions. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.